Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com and Scaffold. What else are you with now, Roger?
Montgomery Investment Management.
Gee, you've got a finger in lots of pies. You must
Thanks
be
very
a
much.
Fortune, Roger. That's very good. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what, he's here to talk the stock market. And we've got plenty of time, which is good news because it means that we can take your calls.
Mm.
And if you want any stocks looked at, because let's be honest, the stock market, the Dow Jones, has hit all-time record levels.
Yes.
The Australian stock market's still around, I think from memory, 23%
yeah,
or
but
so
here's the interesting
of
thing.
Its records.
Here's the interesting thing. When you look at the All Ordinaries Index on a total return basis, so you include the dividends,
yes,
you reinvest those, we're as high as the Dow Jones. We're back to all-time highs on a total return basis. When you look at the index and just look at the price index, we're miles away. But when you look at the total return index, we're back to all-time highs.
Sure, you're not trying to fudge those numbers? Because
nope,
we only do look at the actual prices, don't we?
Really? We only do, but the reality is, okay, you take dividends into account.
Wait on. Okay, so therefore what you're saying is that dividends, in other words, payments from shares, have run ahead of where the actual prices of the stocks are.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you think when the stocks were down, the dividend yields were very good, and dividends have grown, on particularly the good companies, the dividends have grown since then.
All right.
So on a total return basis, we're looking at the all-time highs again. We're looking at the 2007 highs.
Right. So the laggards of the stock market right now have been BHP, Rio Tinto, and probably some of those metals companies, because
yes,
people are worried about China slowing its economy.
Yes, and there was an interesting story on CBS, couple of weekends ago, talking about a property bubble in China, and they went and
yes,
looked at some of these malls that were completely empty. And yes, it got a lot of people concerned about a bubble over there.
And the things that have genuinely taken off in Australia have been the dividend-related stocks and many of the retailers. So that is all of our big banks. And I'm just having a look at this. It's one you and I have talked about many times. Commonwealth Bank shares up 56% in the past year.
Yeah.
Now, I sit there as an investor or as a person with a bit of psychology, and I get concerned about that, Roger.
Well, I don't worry as much as you about where prices have gone to and from.
Yep.
I'm more concerned about where they are relative to their valuation. So if they get way ahead of their valuations, then they're expensive. But if they've rallied 50% and they're still below their value, well, then you wouldn't worry about it so much.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
so, but the reality is,
though,
but having said that, the Commonwealth Bank is expensive now compared to its intrinsic value.
Yeah, and if these stocks have actually risen by that much, you know that you're not. You have bought them close to the bottom, or you've held them since close to the bottom. You know, if you're not at the top, you're somewhere near to the top, at least now. Do you understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you know, there are other stocks out there. For example, there's a little company called MyNetPhone, MNF is the code. It's up 700% from last year. So if you thought it was expensive after it had gone up 50%, well, you would have missed out on a lot of the gains. So you can't just use the price appreciation as your guide for whether something's expensive or not.
Because, of course,
and that's the point I'm making.
The profit growth is keeping up and exceeding the performance of those shares.
Always comes back to value.
Let's go to a couple of emailers now. Anybody who wants to jump on the line, 131873. We've got plenty of time, actually. So Tony has sent us a note. Can you please ask Roger about one of his stocks, one of your favourite stocks, SLR, which I believe is Silver Lake Resources.
Silver Lake Resources. It's not a favourite stock, and we don't own it anymore.
You don't have any favourite stocks, Roger.
Never have favourites. No. We do enter stocks. We do buy stocks and enter the position as we would a marriage, till death do us part. But invariably, they're unfaithful to us, and we have to flick them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Besides, they don't know you own them. They don't know you sold them either.
No, that's right.
So
but
Silver Lake, like a dog, are they?
Silver Lake Resources, when it got up near its highs, and it's fallen a lot since we've sold it, but when it got up near its highs, we looked at its growth profile and its production profile, and we couldn't find a single company in Australia's corporate history that had grown its production that fast and that much. So we just thought it wasn't going to be possible, and so on that basis, we sold the stock. So we don't own it anymore.
All right, so there you go. So that's the thing. Let's go very quickly now. Jim in Clovelly. Let's try and get through a few calls. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Ross. I just got to ask you, why is it that most financial people like yourself, when giving the rates for the dollar, the pound, and the yen and all that stuff, fail to tell people what the euro is? Because there are lots of people who travel to Europe, and I get frustrated whenever I hear these financial rates reports and the
it's euro. It's a good point. I wonder why people, and we've had this conversation, Ross, last year.
I'll tell Jim.
Why do I tell everyone where the gold price is? It's not like we're going around buying gold all the time.
All right. I'll tell Jim why. The reason why, Jim, is because the US dollar is the most traded currency. And the second thing is that most trade is done in US dollars, not in euros or Japanese yen or British pounds these days. So the US dollar is always the standard because it's what most trade and investment is done in. That's the simple reason. And I guess it's the one that probably even most people would know and use, even if they were not travelling to the United States. That's the simple reason. But you're right, should be broadened out.
We should drop gold and put the euro in.
All right, let's go and have a quick chat to Brett, who's in Mount Druitt. Hello there, Brett. How are you?
Good, yourself, Ross?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Listen, I've got a simple question for you, Ross.
Yep.
I'm a pensioner, and money's hard to come by. I've been used to getting two for a certain price to get a discount.
Yep.
Now, in the last 6 weeks in Coles and Woolworths, I've noticed that it's gone from two to three to four for a certain price.
I'd say the reason for that, Brett, the big supermarkets, Coles and Woolies, have eased off on their supermarket price wars. Kind of an interesting thing. We'll have a long conversation about this in the next day or so because it is interesting and I observe it. They deny it, but I know it's actually true, Brett, and they have actually eased back on that supermarket price wars. I wonder whether it's because of the ACCC. Let's go to one more call. Let's go to Joe. Get out there, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Just wondering, I've been very interested in a company called Linus.
Linus, and, that's...
We're going to talk about that next week. Let's talk about Linus next week.
Very quickly, Roger.
Expensive and not my cup of tea, and I'll explain why when we've got more time next week.
Rare earths, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Yes, and that's something that China needs a lot of, but they're also trying to produce a lot more of them itself. Roger Montgomery joins us here on Money News every Tuesday night. We always appreciate his time.
Thanks,
Have a good evening, Roger. That's the program for tonight.